The Pharmaceutical Crime Podcast is brought to you by the Partnership for Safe Medicines, a nonprofit coalition of organizations focused on the safety of our drug supply. Learn more at safemedicines.org. And now, on to our episode.
Christopher Housley of Las Vegas got an 8-year sentence in March for possession with intent to distribute an opioid painkiller called tafentanil. He also pleaded to 20 counts of money laundering for transferring almost $500,000 to overseas banks. It's a reasonable plea. Prosecutors say that Housley imported at least 300 pounds of tafentanil pills, but according to court documents, he also sold steroids, muscle relaxants, ADHD meds, and more. The case goes back to 2020, when the DEA learned that Housley and another man had purchased an industrial pill press for their CBD supplement business. That's not necessarily illegal, but as it happens, they were distributing illicit steroids too. In 2021, CBP seized 17 packages of carisoprodol and bulk erectile dysfunction drugs on their way to Housley from India. DEA agents bought tafentanil from Housley's website. Their searches of his email and texting apps showed that he was also selling alprazolam, Adderall, and MDMA. When they searched his storage unit, rented with an alias, in 2022, they turned up a veritable pharmacy of unapproved medicines. Housley made a lot of money selling imported drugs from unregulated sources with no limits on how much controlled medicine people could buy. This isn't a harmless crime. It can be deadly. In fact, investigators linked his drug sales to the death of a Wisconsin man in May of 2021. We're grateful that the DEA and Customs and Border Protection shut this dangerous operation down and that the U.S. Attorney's Office in Nevada prosecuted it. To learn more about the safety of the closed American drug supply chain, and to keep up with other safe medicines news like the new Botox and Ozempic counterfeit outbreaks, visit our website at safemedicines.org.